On today's show, we outline five important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact to your retirement plan.
Navigating the deaccumulation world of retirement can be tricky.
It's really important to understand where your money's going to come from and then ultimately understand what account do you pull it from first.
Jim Martin can be your navigator. Welcome to Retirement Answers Today with Jim Martin of Martin Wealth Solutions. Jim helps you find the right income plan for your retirement.
We want to evaluate how much income do you need? How much guaranteed income do you need?
The answers are here. Jim helps take the mystery out of financial planning for retirement.
Because so many people are uncertain about the future.
Welcome to Retirement Answers Today.
Welcome into Retirement Answers Today. Your host is Jim Martin. He is the founder of Martin Wealth Solutions, again, registered financial consultant, accredited asset management specialist, and has 12 plus years in the planning business, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for their retirement. And two convenient offices for you located in Roanoke and Christiansburg. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, we talk retirement topics. You're going to have questions about your own situation. Maybe you haven't started planning, or maybe you need that second opinion. Well, good news. We have 10 positions on the calendar with Jim Martin. We're going to open those up during the course of this show, and they're no cost, no obligation, no pressure. See where you are in your planning process. So stay tuned for that. So let's get into this, Jim. There are many economists predicting a recession in the next 12 months, and a lot of people feel like we're already in one. And is it time to take stock in your current plan? Answer that. Yes, absolutely. What should you be doing, if anything, to weather this current financial storm? So get this. Inflation, it's blown up a lot of budgets out there. And according to a new survey done by LendingTree, middle and high income earners, they're feeling the pinch. These numbers are staggering. 63% of middle income earners and 49% of high earners say they're living, are you ready? Paycheck to paycheck. That's crazy. And the numbers are up from just last year, 57% and 38%, again, just a year ago. So what do we do? What now? We've got some questions you need to be asking yourself, but if you're working with an advisor, you definitely need to be asking these of your advisor. So here's the first question, Jim. We'll get your thoughts. Do I have a long-term financial plan?
Boy, isn't that an important question? It's a question that so many people are kind of running up against right now. I met with somebody yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess it was, and we sat down. We had a conversation. They had just come in for the first time. They had been listening to our radio show for a number of months, and finally decided to pick up the phone because they weren't getting the answers that they thought were appropriate given where the economy was. And you know, a lot of advisors out there, they're just not reaching out to their clients. They're not giving them any insight into why their bond side of their portfolio is down, or where they think things will go in the future. And you know, folks are curious and they're concerned, and rightly so. You know, when I sit down with this individual, we went through a couple areas, and you know, he said, Jim, you know, I've got all these investments, but I'm not sure I have a plan. And as we began to look through what he brought with him, in fact, he didn't have a plan. And you know, the problem is that if you don't have a plan, how do you know where you're at? You know, do you know if you're on the right track or not? And that's really the beauty of a plan. It allows you to understand, to know if you're on target. And then finally, and not last but least, but it enables you as you work through it and go through the years to know if you're on track. You know, do you have a plan to fine-tune your spending, or take a look at your finances? And if you're this individual who is living paycheck to paycheck, or you've got retirement savings and you're seeing it evaporate and you're not sure if you have enough, it's really important to have a plan to help you get to and through retirement.
Talking about questions you need to be asking yourself. I mean, we are going through some high inflation and it's going to impact retirement. So make sure you're asking these questions, and not only asking them, you need to get answers. So we're asking Jim Martin today, the answers to these questions. So that first one, do I have a long-term financial plan? Need to ask it. Next question, how is inflation impacting my cash flow?
Ooh, inflation. That's a question that folks need to ask. And what does inflation mean to you? You know, and depending upon your situation, inflation might not have a huge impact on you if you're in a fixed rate mortgage and you're, 30, 40 years old. But reality is food prices are up, gas prices are up, clothing's everything is higher. So inflation's going to have this impact. And here's the other thing that's really challenging for a lot of folks is when they were doing their initial analysis on their retirement savings, they probably forecasted inflation at 2 or even 3%. I mean, you know, we're having inflation come in 7, 8, 9%. Those are huge numbers. And if you haven't adjusted your plan, you might find that 10, 15 years from now, your plan might be under some significant pressure. And that's a real issue for folks. That's a real issue for anyone that's nearing or in retirement. How do you account for inflation in your plan? Do you have a plan not only to provide you with income that's going to be guaranteed, that you're going to see month after month and year after year, but do you have a plan that creates rising income? Because if this year has taught us anything, we need to make sure that we're not living on a fixed income forever. And what I mean by that is, like, look, if you retire and you got $5,000, you know, that you're going to need more 10 years from now. You're not going to need $5,000 anymore. You might need $6,500, $7,500, $8,500. And your plan needs to account for the cost of rising goods and services and make sure you're prepared for it, because, you know, inflation is going to eventually come down, but those prices that have risen more than likely won't. Otherwise, we would have a deflationary environment, which is, you know, that means we have a terrible economic condition typically. So we don't want that. What we do want is inflation to slow, but all those prices are going to be locked in, or many of them will, probably not all. Some things will move, of course, commodities, but those are the things you have to be really concerned about if you're nearing or in retirement, is how do you account for it and what's the damage it's done? Not just today, because today you're probably making ends meet, but 5 years from now, yeah. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, what has it done to your plan there? And that's the power of having that solid financial plan, Morgan.
I tell you, looking into the future, putting it down on paper, having that plan, you know, dealing with whatever comes your way, those what-if scenarios we talk about all the time on the program. And inflation right now, it's not a what-if, it's happening. And you need to be asking these questions of yourself, right, and get in the right frame of mind. Or if you're working with somebody, you need to be asking this of your advisor. So the first couple of questions, do I have a long-term financial plan? The plan is key. It's going to account for a lot of variations that are going to happen. And, you know, a budget is going to be impacted by high inflation and how that inflation is going to your cash flow. That's going to be a big, big issue. So let's get some thoughts on this. So what do we do? I mean, we check in right now with NBC News senior business analyst Stephanie Ruhle, and she says maybe what you should do is absolutely nothing.
Listen, when the market is bouncing around like this, I have two rules.
Okay.
Do not panic and stay the course. That's easier said than done. If you look your 401k accounts all day, every day, you're going to freak out and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I need to sell. But if you were to sell right now, you're going to lock in your losses, and also you're going to pay a fee. Remember, you have to have your 401k in for the long haul. If you take that money out early, you're going to pay a fee on that. You want to look at this as a long-term investment. Markets are going to go up. They're going to go down. Your retirement account should stick. Try to relax. Take a breath.
NBC News senior business analyst Stephanie Ruhle. So, Jim, your thoughts?
Well, I think she's right and wrong. I think there is a case to be made that you stay the course, but that only assumes that you're in the right position. And what we find oftentimes are people have the wrong positions. They've seen a significant decrease in their asset values, the investments they have, but what they thought were really good investments have turned out to be really poor investments. And that doesn't mean that I believe what Stephanie's saying. You don't want to cash in your 401k. I don't think she was really clear. There's not fees to make changes generally. There's fees if you cash it in. Those fees could be early withdrawal penalties or taxes. But just, you know, like most people on the news, she only gives you half the information, right? And that's why people listen to this podcast and this radio show, to get the right answers on this. So she's right in the sense that, look, you're fearing great investments you might not want to change. But Morgan, here's what we're finding. When we sit down with people that have reached out to us, we're finding that they're in investments that were built back in like 2018 and 19, and the world has changed. Yep. I mean, you know, things are different today. We're in a high inflation environment. Tech isn't what it used to be. Some companies, some industries have changed. And you're going to need to be adaptive to that over time. So it's not this idea where you buy and forget. You know, that's what a lot of people really, when they say buy and hold, that's what they really mean, buy and forget it. No, you need to buy it and review it and make slight variations and changes if necessary. So I really encourage people, look, I agree, don't sell out and move to cash. That would be a negative situation for you long term. It doesn't mean you should not make a change inside your portfolio to be ready for when the market recovers, to have a portfolio recovery plan. It's really important.
Jim Martin of Martin Wealth Solutions, your host for Retirement Answers Today. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Want to remind you, too, great website, planwellretirehappy.com. Great resource for you. We have 10 positions on the calendar with Jim. We're going to open those up here in a little bit, and it's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. You can get that total wealth blueprint. You can also ask these questions of Jim that we're going over today. With high inflation, things you should be asking yourself or your advisor, do I have a long-term financial plan? How does inflation impact the cash flow? Should I change course or not? And how about this one? We've already talked about a little bit. How diversified is my current portfolio?
Yeah, that's a big question people are really asking themselves. You know, this is an interesting market right now where Morgan, we've seen the market go down, but most people's portfolios, all the assets in their portfolio have gone down, and that's correlation. So we have to figure out, number one, are we diversified, meaning that are we really in one sector? Do we have the right asset allocation? Have we chosen the right assets out there? But additionally to that, are we correlated? Is our if the market were to drop further, are we going to see everything in our portfolio continue to drop? And we really like to have some non-correlated assets in a portfolio, especially when we have this aggressive interest rate hikes from the Fed. That can really weigh on both stocks and bond prices, and not just stocks and bonds, but, you know, also real estate. Look, if you were a real estate investor, you know, these rising rates, if you're investing in REITs, maybe not done you any favors here. So a lot of people are feeling this pinch right now, Morgan, where they're taking a look at their statements and they're really unsure on what to do because they see some of their safe investments, their bonds, that are down significantly. And, you know, you might want to make some changes there. And you might not, by the way. We don't know the answer to that. But you better ask yourself, is everything correlated? Meaning, if the market drops, does everything drop? Look, you know, at our firm, we're really passionate about people having a safe and secure retirement, about folks having a diversified plan. And, you know, the people we work with and what we specialize in at our firm is, you know, if you're somebody that wants a solid plan, that wants a retirement plan, that cares about not paying too much in taxes, we might be a good fit for you. So every week we open up our calendar and we have 10 spots available to sit down with me and my team and have a conversation about where you're at and what you want to accomplish. And if all things work out, we'll help you create what we call our total wealth blueprint, where we look at the five key areas of financial planning: income planning, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. We tie all that together. Because here's the thing. You know, the world's really complicated right now. We've got war in Europe. We have high inflation. We have taxes that are likely to go up and lots of market volatility. I think you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion to make sure you're on the right track to hit your goals. If you want to take advantage of that, reach out to us. Remember, there's no cost. There's no obligation. So I highly encourage you, if you've ever wanted to sit down with an advisor, to do it today.
We have 10 positions on the calendar with Jim Martin and his staff for next week. Call now and grab one. 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. Again, 10 spots. They will not last long. Get that total wealth blueprint put together for you. 800-635-4313. Coming up, everybody makes mistakes, but making them in retirement can be very costly. They need to be avoided. And when we come back, we've got some common blunders that people are making all over the place, and we've got some suggestions on how to avoid it. That's coming up next. Welcome Welcome back into Retirement Answers Today. Your host is Jim Martin. He's founder of Martin Wealth Solutions right here in Roanoke, but also an office in Christiansburg for you. So two convenient locations. And Jim is, again, registered financial consultant, accredited asset management specialist, and has 12 plus years in the planning business, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for their retirement. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. It's always retirement topics. And if you have questions about your own situation, there is that opportunity to get on the counter with Jim Martin. And here's how it works on the program. We have 10 positions each week for our radio listeners. We open them up at the beginning of the show and they remain open until they are filled. So that means they are open right now. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. And you can call and book at any time. 800-635-4313. That number again, 800-635-4313. But I can guarantee you this, they're not going to last long. So call and book. So there are no hard and fast rules, Jim, in getting to retirement. We're all headed there eventually, right? However, there are some mistakes that people are making that can have a pretty big negative impact on the golden years. So we want to kind of go over these mistakes that you need to absolutely positively stay away from. Mistake number one, thinking that you can beat the market.
I love people that think they can beat the market. Just mostly because I like people that are just really, I love cocky people. I don't know why. I just do. I always have. I was an athlete, and I guess I was around a bunch of people like that. So I kind of get along with them. I'm not that guy, but I'm just amused by like sometimes how people can be so disconnected from reality that they do that. Look, if you think you can beat the market, I've got oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you. The fact is, if you could beat the market, you would be a billionaire. So don't come up to, you know, don't get all excited because you had one stock that outperformed it. If you could beat the market, you know, introduce me to your pal Warren Buffett. There's only a few people that can do it, guys. And this is why I get really passionate about this. There's only a few people that can do it. Only a few. And none of us know them, by the way. They are very elitish, and they have lots of net worth in usually private security. For the rest of us, all we can do is look at the stats. Mutual funds don't beat the market. Hedge funds don't beat the market. A guy in Southwest Virginia doesn't beat the market either, and I'm talking about myself. I can't beat the market. What we can do is build really, really good risk-adjusted portfolios that do very well relative to the risk, okay? And I think that's what people should target for. And I think you should be realistic about your stock picking acumen. And I think, Morgan, I think here's the fun thing here.
Yeah.
Back in 2021, I met a lot of these people, mm-hmm. a lot of these people that could outperform the market. I've not met any this year. Because they've all taken it on the chin this year.
Sure.
When the market's doing well, everybody makes money. Mm-hmm. You can throw a dart in 2020 to 2021 and hit what you would have made money. But this year, that's what separates the wheat from the chaff, and it's just a little bit different.
I mean, you think about it, folks. You go on that 12 and a half, 13-year bull run, and we all get kind of lulled into kind of a sleepy mode, and we think that we can beat the market. So, you know, really, really focus in. We're talking about mistakes that you can be making that can absolutely do damage to your golden years. And the first one, and again, thinking you can beat the market, you need to plan, folks. You need to work with a professional that does this on a daily basis, a team to kind of help you, you know, walk this path, and we're calling it, you know, that path to retirement. So this next mistake that you need to avoid, and a lot of people out there are falling into this, and it's the exact opposite of thinking you can beat the market. It's you're keeping all your money in cash. You're nervous. You're scared, and you've pulled it all out.
Oh, you know, a lot of folks are like this. They come in our office and you know, they've been in cash for too long, and they missed the bull market or missed a big piece of it, or they're trying to guess. What they're trying to do a lot of times is they're trying to time the market. Market timing doesn't work either. You know, I know we just went through an election. I know we're in a position where, you know, people have questions around that. And a lot of people wanted to get into cash because they thought the market would react favorably or negatively based upon the election results. Look, here's my really professional advice to folks that are sitting in cash. Cash literally does nothing for you. It makes you feel good, like for a little bit, emotionally, not intellectually, because intellectually, you know that cash can't keep up with inflation. Whether we're in a high inflation or low inflation or middle inflation environment, cash can't keep up with inflation. And the problem is that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if you have not been in the market and you missed the upside, or you're not, and you don't have to be in the market. By the way, if you have a lot of money in cash, there's some really good fixed investments out there right now, like some really good fixed investments that pay great yields. So we're seeing kind of the golden era of yields for the last 10 years. We've not seen yields like this since 2008, 2007 time. So I think there's a real opportunity for people, if you're conservative and you want to do more with your cash, reach out to us. If you're aggressive, but you're trying, you got a little nervous and jumped out of the market, let's build a strategy to get you back in slowly to mitigate some of the risk. But the most important thing you do is take action here, because cash is a dead asset that is absolutely going to lose purchasing power over time. And you're just going to become your net worth, while it might say stable, your effective net worth. And what I refer to as effective net worth is how much can you buy with what you have. Your effective net worth is going to be significantly lower. So be careful there.
Talking about mistakes to avoid, and obviously keeping everything in cash. I mean, look at it this way. On a positive side, you've got a blank canvas. You know, work with a professional, get that plan together, and, you know, get in there and really start to work on it. There's going to be an opportunity. It's open right now, actually, to get on the counter with Jim Martin. You can have this type of conversation, no cost, no obligation, no pressure. The 10 spots we open up each week at the beginning of the show, and we close them down at the end of the show, and they fill up fast, but you can call and book at any time. 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. So, okay, let's go to this mistake number three that we're going to get to today. Yes, you're in the market, but you've spread it out so thin, Jim. You're putting a little money in a whole bunch of places.
Yeah, and you know, that a lot of people think that means diversification. They think because their money's in a bunch of different places that they've mitigated their risk. That's actually just confusion. That has nothing to do with diversification. You can have $1 billion in one account and be diversified. I'm not saying you should do that if you're a billionaire. I'm just saying you could do that. You know, at our firm, we work with Dave Ramsey. We're a Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro, and we met somebody through his program a couple weeks ago, and they came in with, I think, 12 different accounts. And their money was just all over the place. And they said, I asked them, I said, why did you do this? And they said, well, Jim, you know, we worked in different places, and we just had different ideas along the way. And, you know, I just kind of got this position where, you know, I decided maybe it was safer to do it this way. And I kind of walked them through the logistics of why that's a problem, from tracking to investment management to scale. You know, sometimes the more money you have in a place, the better your cost is. And walked them through the pros and cons. And look, if that's you, if you're in this situation where you have money spread out all over the place, you probably want to make some changes. It's really hard to stay on top of it. The other thing is, it's really hard to manage the investments. I mean, if you've got 10 different accounts and they have 10 different investments in each of the 10 different accounts, how do you track that? That would be really, really difficult. So if you're in that situation, I do recommend consolidation. But we definitely want diversification, but not diversification of your accounts. Let me say it one last way before we move on to the next one. If you're a chicken farmer, you do not want all your eggs in one basket. You do, however, want all of your chickens on one farm.
I like that. I love that analogy. That's a good one. Retirement Answers Today, the show you're tuned to, Jim Martin, the farmer. Yes. And also the founder of Martin Wealth Solutions. Love it. All right. Talking mistakes. I mean, look, you're headed towards retirement. You don't want to make these mistakes because they can have such a negative impact on what you are trying to do, right? So thinking you can beat the market, mistake number one. Keeping all your money in cash, mistake number two. Putting a little money in a whole bunch of places and spreading it out, that's mistake number three. Really be focused there. And here's another one, steering too clear of your savings. No, I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing. Look, you can't take this money with you, okay? The Egyptians tried it. The Pharaohs tried it. It did not work. What happened is they were buried with all of it, and then robber barons came and stole it all from them. And that's the same way. Like, Here's kind of the what I like to tell people is a plan gives you permission to spend. Because a lot of times, you know, you've been saving this money for 20, 30, 40 years, and you see it on a balance sheet, and you're just afraid to spend it. You don't want to lose it all. You don't want to start spending money or taking that trip or buying that truck or putting that deck on or doing that remodel. Because you're afraid, if I do that, you know, what's going to happen 10 years from now? Am I going to run out of money? Well, a financial plan actually gives you permission to spend because you can stress test it. What you can do is you can look at like, hey, I want to take this great trip to Disney World. And Morgan was sharing with me before the show that he just took this great family trip. Yeah. And had a lot of fun. And the mouse is inexpensive, and maybe that's what you want to do. And if you've ever done that, it can get really, really pricey. And you people look at it and say, well, I'll put it off. I don't know if I feel good. I don't know if I have enough. But when you run the plan, you might realize like, oh, I could do this every year for the next 10 years and it wouldn't impact me at all. So I really highly encourage folks to spend their money, whatever is reasonable for them, not like just to spend it foolishly. But if they want to do something and the plan tells you it can be done, then you ought to do it. And again, we see this happen time and time again. You know, that's why every week we open up 10 spots on our calendar. And look, if you're in this position where, you know, you're a little nervous about the future, you don't have a financial plan, and you know you need to sit down with a financial advisor, I highly encourage you to reach out and take advantage of the opportunity to sit down with me and my team. We have a process. We call it the Total Wealth Blueprint. And during that process, we take a full, hard look at everything financial in your life. We're going to take a look at your income, your investments, your tax plan, your healthcare plan, and finally, your legacy plan. And we will work with you to tie all that together and create a plan so you know where you're at, know where you're going, and know how to stay on track. For folks who do this, when they walk out of this meeting, they feel so much better because they know, they just instinctively know they're on the right path. Look, there's no cost, there's no obligation to do this. So reach out, take advantage, sit down with us, and let's have a conversation.
The goal of the show is to help you make the best retirement decision for you. And it is going to be an individual situation, or if you're retiring as a couple, unique and custom to that couple, because there's so many different moving parts when it comes to retirement planning. Your puzzle is going to be different from your neighbors or your buddies or your uncles at the reunion. So make sure you have your custom plan. This is an opportunity to sit down and start down that path, as Jim was saying, and have that ease of mind knowing that you have started, or you're in the middle of something and you need a second opinion. You need someone to come in and say, you know what, you're doing okay. Or, you know, you really might consider a pivot here. Here are some suggestions. Again, we've got 10 positions. They will fill up fast. Call now and grab one and get that Total Wealth Blueprint. 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. Call that number now. 800-635-4313. All right. Coming up on the program, nearly 3 years in, and we have some unanswered questions when it comes to the Secure Act. We're going to tackle some of those when we come back. Retirement Answers Today. Your host is Jim Martin. He is the founder of Martin Wealth Solutions. That's where you can find him. And two offices conveniently located in Roanoke and Christiansburg. And a little bit more about Jim. He's a registered financial consultant, accredited asset management specialist, and 12 plus years in the planning business, helping hundreds of clients get ready for their retirement. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We hit the topics each and every week, but we give you an opportunity, no cost, no obligation, no pressure, to come in to Martin Wealth Solutions and talk about your retirement situation and receive that Total Wealth Blueprint. Again, it's no cost, no obligation. See where you are in your retirement planning process. The 10 positions do go fast. We open them up at the beginning of the show and they close them down at the end and they fill up, folks. 800-635-4313, the number to call. You can grab one right now. 800-635-4313. So it's called the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Act, or Secure Act for short. We've talked about the changes to the Stretch IRA and ad nauseum. We've talked about it a lot. But there are other estate planning changes as a result of this, and we want to kind of outline some of those changes and also how that's going to impact you. All right, Jim, first one up, the distribution of inherited IRAs, that's a change.
Oh, it has. And this is a hard one because it keeps changing. The IRS keeps moving things around. One of the most publicized aspects of the SECURE Act was to change how inherited IRAs must be distributed to beneficiaries. Now, most non-spousal beneficiaries must take a full distribution within 10 years. And that means that the payment of the taxes is accelerated and will be higher in many cases. I really, Morgan, just on a complete side note on this, I really think this is opening the door for Roth conversions for retirees in a huge way. Because the fact is, when you die, let me just make sure I underline what this means. When you die and your kids inherit your IRA, they have to take all the money out within 10 years. And if you're like most people, you know, your kids, you know, at 60, it's not a big deal. Your kids are younger. But when you pass away at 80, your kids might be 40, 50 years old. They're probably at their peak earning years. That means all of that money is going to be taxed at a significantly higher rate for your children as opposed to you. So unless you just love Uncle Sam and the tax man, you know, don't do anything, but there might be some real opportunities here to get some money migrated over into Roths and some tax-free kind of buckets and save some money in the future for your family.
We are talking about the SECURE Act, and you're probably asking yourself, yeah, it's been out almost 3 years, and there were some changes to the Stretch IRA that got a lot of headlines, but there are other changes you need to be aware of and how they could impact you. So distribution of inherited IRAs, that's one change. Let's get to this one, too. Eligible designated beneficiaries.
Ooh, okay. That's a fun word, and what that ultimately means is, look, if you're a surviving spouse, a disabled beneficiary who, you know, who's at least 10 years younger than the account holder in certain trust, you can actually stretch the IRA out. You don't have to take it out within 10 years. You can take it out. You can, let me say this. You can take it out over your lifetime, which is, you know, that's a really big deal. So don't think that 10-year rule applies to you if you're a spouse. I think that's really important. If you're married, you're going to treat that IRA as your own, that inherited IRA. Guys, I want to point out something that we had somebody who had a question about this a couple weeks ago. What they had done is they went out to our website, and I don't know if you visit our website or not, but it's a long one, but it's really easy to remember. It's planwellretirehappy.com. Go to planwellretirehappy.com, and on there, right on kind of the front, there's this thing that talks about a retirement kit. And inside there's just some great information. We will send you out some terrific information if you visit that website and you want to know some more about retirement, you want to know some more about the SECURE Act, and you can request your retirement kit and we'll get that over to you. And I think even a copy of my book's included, which is kind of scary, but there's some really good information, especially around IRAs and making sure you do the right thing here.
He's Jim Martin. Of course, you can find him at Martin Wealth Solutions and that website, just to reiterate, planwellretirehappy.com. It's a great resource for you. We talk retirement each and every week, and we give you the opportunity to get on the calendar with Jim and his staff and talk about your situation. Again, that's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Those 10 positions are open for the entire show, but they do fill up fast. You can always call and book now, 800-635-4313. So SECURE Act, going over some of the changes and how it's going to impact you, could impact you, let's say, distribution of inherited IRAs, eligible designated beneficiaries we've talked about, and now kind of already hit this a number of times, but that 10-year rule and, of course, the taxes.
You know, the 10-year rule states that IRA beneficiaries who do not qualify as eligible designated beneficiaries, and remember, that's the spouse, and if you were disabled and 10 years younger or a certain trust, you have to withdraw the entire amount from an inherited IRA within 10 years. But the IRS, this actually gets really confusing right now because the IRS has not officially ruled on it. Do you need to take it out in lump sum? Do you need to take it out staggered? They keep going back and forth on this. So for a lot of our clients who have inherited IRAs where you inherited it after 2020, there's a lot of unknowns there. And you know, the IRS is making this really more complicated than it needs to be. And I know there's going to be some big mess ups, especially for people who are doing this on their own. you know, a lot of folks who manage their own accounts, if they haven't, if they're not aware they need to take it out proportionately or in lump sum, they can really get into some problems. Because remember, Morgan, this is a huge area of the tax code. If you do not take your RMD the year you're supposed to, that can create a 50% penalty. So you better be tied in and make sure you do this right, or you could give up, you know, literally at this point, since you have to do it over 10 years, you could give up hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, that's the kind of stakes we're talking about here if you don't do this right. And we've never had this before. I think, I really think the government's dropped the ball on this. They took what was really an easy rule for people to manage and created a lot of complexity unnecessarily. But with all that said, all our whining and moaning about this doesn't change the fact you still need to do it the right way, and you might want to have some counsel on this.
No, absolutely. Have a plan, folks. Talk about all the different scenarios. You know, we kind of get lulled into this, you know, it's a retirement. We're talking about your goals, and you're fixated on what you're going to do in those go-go years, the first 2, 3, 4 years of retirement. But you really need to be planning for the whole kit and caboodle, and that's all the way through the end. And the end game is a big discussion point, too. But that's why you work with professionals. You know, that's why Jim Martin does this radio show. That's why he opens it up to his radio and podcast listeners for an opportunity to get into his office, no cost, no obligation, and no pressure, to talk about where they are. We are here to help. And that's what this show is all about. Talking about the Secure Act. Yeah, we're almost 3 years into it. And there are a number of things, despite, you know, we go beyond the stretch IRA. We talked about that ad nauseum. Yeah, that's there. But there are other things that can absolutely impact you. Distribution of inherited IRAs, eligible designated beneficiaries, the 10-year rule and the taxes. We've talked about it. It can be very costly if you don't plan correctly around that. So now this next one, and it might be the last one we have time for, Jim, is, you know, what are the alternatives to that stretch IRA that no longer stretches quite as far?
You know, the hard thing is understanding, number one, who's the beneficiary you're going to list. So, right, like, so if you list your spouse, this isn't going to really be an issue. But if, you know, most people are going to have some contingent beneficiaries out there, and it's going to be their children or some other folks. And I think there's some other ways to do this. You're going to have to really focus on tax planning. That's a big part of this, and it's such a departure from what we did before, because in years past, we would just take it based upon the inherited person's life expectancy. But now we have to look at it incredibly different, and we need to do some tax planning around it. And when we start to think about what the impact might be for your children, you know, you might be at the 12% bracket. Your kids, if they've done well for themselves, might be at the 24% bracket. What that tells you is their distributions from your IRA, they're going to be, you know, almost 10%, 15% more in taxes. And that's a real challenge for retirees, Morgan. That's something people really have to focus on.
Retirement Answers Today. We talk it each and every week. Give you an opportunity to get on the counter with Jim Martin, Martin Wealth Solutions. Work with Jim and his staff on where you are in your retirement planning process. Again, opportunity is no cost, no obligation. There is no pressure. We have 10 positions. We open it up for our radio and podcast listeners. You can call at any time, 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. Again, Secure Act, talking about it. There are a lot of changes, how it's going to impact you. We just talked about the alternatives to the stretch IRA. I want to jump to this next one, the role of Roth IRAs, Jim.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about the Roth is the Roth has received a lot of press because it continues to be a tool to combat the impact of potentially increased taxes, especially due to the 10-year rule. Roths are still subject to rules for withdrawals, but as long as the account holder is satisfied the 5-year rule prior to death, the withdrawals to the beneficiary are going to be tax-free. So we're a big proponent of really taking a hard look at generational tax planning and understanding what role the Roth plays in those kind of generational tax plans. You know, this is why every week we open 10 spots on our calendar for folks who listen to our podcast, listen to our radio show, for an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation. And, you know, this is really... Sometimes the media, the financial media, can really undercomplicate this. sometimes they can really overcomplicate it. But this is hard stuff. If you don't do this right, it can be really impactful. And there is a big difference between accumulation, where you're just saving in your 401k, and then the point where it becomes real. You're a couple years away from retirement. You've got this money saved, and you have to put it to work. And it can get really complex. And that's why I want to encourage you, if you've not sat down with us, take an opportunity, spend an hour with us. Let's have a conversation about what you want to accomplish, where you're at, and how to get there. You can reach out to us. We have 10 spots available. The best part, no cost, no obligation.
Okay, listen up. Excellent chance for you to get that total wealth blueprint put together. No cost, no obligation. And again, no pressure. If you're listening right now, either on radio or podcast, you can call this number, 800-635-4313. Again, 800-635-4313. You're going to receive a comprehensive retirement review, that total wealth blueprint. And it'll tell you where you are now. But here's the cool thing. More importantly, provide a kind of a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you've got nothing to lose, and you can be one of the 10 lucky callers if you call right now. If you're listening on the radio or the podcast, the number is 800-635-4313. That number one more time, 800-635-4313. Only 10 spots. They will go fast. Coming up next on Retirement Answers Today, it's time for question and answer. We'll hear from Roanoke, Christiansburg, and Salem. That's all next on Retirement Answers Today. Retirement Answers Today. You're locked in. Jim Martin is your host. You can find him at Martin Wealth Solutions. You better find him there. He's the founder. He's a registered financial consultant, accredited asset management specialist, and has 12 plus years in the planning business, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for their retirement. Two offices conveniently located in Roanoke and Christiansburg. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, we talk the retirement topics, but we also give our radio listeners and our podcast listeners an opportunity to get on the calendar. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Meet with Jim Martin and his staff. Talk about your retirement situation. And again, those 10 spots are open for the entire show. Call this number now and grab one. 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. Question and answer, Jim. Here we go. Roanoke, our first one. Jenny is right here. And here's the question. My company matches my 401k contributions, but they do it in the form of company stock. Now, I'm not that excited about owning a lot of my company's stock, but I also don't want to miss out on any matching funds. Should I still try and put in as much as I can?
Jenny, thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Great question. You know, I was meeting with some folks that are a similar situation. Maybe they work at the same company. They came to us through a financial piece where we're Dave Ramsey's SmartVestor Pros, and they had the same kind of question. So this is something I've recently answered, and I appreciate it. And here's the thing that you might want to check. I definitely think you should contribute to your 401k. I absolutely think you should contribute up to the match. And then I think that what you ought to do, or you might be able to do, is call and see if once the company makes the contribution in company stock, can then you move it out of there every quarter? Meaning that, hey, let them make the contribution through the quarter and then rebalance into, you know, whatever your portfolio is if you don't want to own that stock. I don't have an opinion on if you should own it, if you shouldn't own it. Generally speaking, though, here's my really clear viewpoint on this. I don't love the idea of having a large chunk of my retirement in the company that also pays for my paycheck. If that company went out of business or had a really negative impact, not only do you lose your job, but you might lose the value in your 401k. So make sure you're properly diversified. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't own some of those shares. Why not? I think it's kind of exciting if you work for a company to have some ownership. It ties you to it. It gives you something to talk about at the lunch table with your peers. But you don't want to over-concentrate in there. So the answer to the question, again, is absolutely make sure you put enough in to take the match and then rebalance, if that's an option, every quarter, every month, or once a year, however you decide is appropriate for you. But the important thing is, and this is for anyone that's out there, if you have, let's say you have a $1 million portfolio and you have more than 10% in any one company, that's way too much. I don't care if it's the railroad and it's done so well, or it's the brown truck and you just loved it for so long. That is risky, risky business. And here's the problem that a lot of people fall into. They get really emotional about a stock. They work for the company, or they inherited it from dad. And they inherently know they shouldn't have so much money in one position. But it's like a drug. It's hard to, it pays a dividend. It's hard to get off there. But I've met so many people that they might have done better if they were properly diversified. Their return could have been better. And it's not like the company you own, it's the only one in the world that pays a dividend. There's lots of companies out there that do. So if you have a high concentration in stock, let's talk. Let's figure out a way to have the least amount of tax impact possible. Let's find some options that allow you to mitigate some of that risk. But great question. Thanks for listening, Jenny. We appreciate it.
We are in the middle of question and answer. You're listening to Retirement Answers Today, and you're listening either by radio or podcast. And we do have 10 positions on the calendar with Jim Martin and his staff at Martin Wealth Solutions. And they are available right now. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. You're going to receive that total wealth blueprint. It's like a, you know, it's like a checkup on how you're doing with your retirement. If you haven't started planning, great opportunity. If you're in the middle of something, yeah, it's called a second opinion. The number to call to grab one of the 10 spots is 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. They will not last long. Next question up, we'll go to Christiansburg. Lillian is there. Here's the question for you, Jim. I don't have a retirement plan through my employer. What is the best way that I can save money and lower my taxes?
Lillian, thank you for the question. I don't know if you knew this, Lillian, but we have an office in Christiansburg, so we are neighbors. We also have one in Roanoke as well, and we do meet people virtually. So if you're out of state and listening to this on the podcast, we can always meet over Zoom. Here's the best way that I think that might have. Let me give you some options that exist. I don't know if you're a W-2 employee or 1099. If you're 1099, you could do a SEP IRA. Or a solo 401k. But usually what folks do in your situation is they'll take a look at a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Both of those give you the option to save money. Now, to lower your taxes, you would want to make a traditional IRA contribution. With a traditional, you get to take a tax write-off today, but understand you have to pay taxes in the future. Now, with a Roth IRA, there's some benefits to that as well. You have to pay taxes on the dollars today, but with the hopes, well, not with the hopes, but with the thought that taxes will be potentially higher in the future. And when you take that money out, the money does grow tax-free, and hopefully you've saved some money there. So both are good options. It's really important to weigh that. Look, I want to encourage folks, if you've not been out to our website, we have a retirement planning kit. It can be really nice. It can be a great way for you to kind of get some information about these kind of ideas and about what your options are. Our website is planwellretirehappy.com. Again, that's planwellretirehappy.com. Just go out to that website, planwellretirehappy.com. You're going to see it. It's going to say retirement kit. Request it, and we'll get some information out. But thanks so much for listening. I really do appreciate the question.
Retirement Answers Today with Jim Martin. Again, question and answer portion of the program. We have 10 positions on the calendar with Jim and his staff for the upcoming week. And they're no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Those spots are open now. You can call and book 800-635-4313. Get that Total Wealth Blueprint. Again, 800-635-4313. See where you are in your retirement planning process. Either maybe you haven't started, this would be a great time to do it, or you're in need of a second opinion on what you're currently doing. Next question up for you, Jim, is from Salem. It's Steve. Here's the question. I'm 65 and I'll be retiring early next year, so right around the corner. I have about $150,000 in my Roth IRA, $450,000 in my 401k. Does it matter which one I start, you know, taking money from first, or should I just take some from each?
Ooh, Steve, good question. Tough to answer it with all of your other data. How much money do you have in checking? How much money do you have in savings? What do you have in non-qualified, like just regular investments? What's your Social Security? Do you have a pension? Here's the cool thing about the Roth is it does grow tax-free. So generally speaking, we're going to want to take the Roth money out last. However, I don't know how old you are, and depending upon how old you are, you know, you might need to get some health care subsidies through the Affordable Health Care Act, and a Roth can actually help you, you know, get health care subsidies because that's all income-based. And we also don't know around Social Security if you should pull some Roth money out so you don't pay as much money in taxes on Social Security. But there's a lot of moving parts is my whole point around this. Here's what I recommend for you more than anything. Good questions. I think you're thinking about this the right way. But look, you're in that retirement red zone. You're in this period where you can't afford to mess up because messing up here is kind of like fumbling the ball right as you're trying to score a touchdown. And you're about to score the touchdown. You're about to retire, cross the goal line, throw your hands up in the air and do a celebration dance. Don't fumble the ball before you get there. So reach out. Take advantage at the end here. We're going to open our phone lines up. You're going to have an opportunity to sit down, talk about your situation, make sure you're on track. We call it the Total Wealth Blueprint. There's no cost. There's no obligation to do it. So if you know, if you're 5 years away from retirement, if you're recently retired, take advantage of this. This is a tough time out there, folks. Lots of unknowns. We've got high inflation. We've got taxes potentially rising. We've got war in Europe. We've got volatile markets. This is the time to make sure you're on track to hit your goals.
All right, Jim. So I'm gonna put you on the spot. Tell us more about the Total Wealth Blueprint. What exactly? Hypothetically, if I come into your office and I'm receiving one of these Total Wealth Blueprints, I'm either listening by podcast or listening on the radio, and I've called the number 800-635-4313, and here I am sitting down in front of you. Kind of break down that Total Wealth Blueprint.
Well, first thing we're gonna do, and it's a great question. Is people are nervous when they talk to an advisor for the first time. Like, they just are. I am too. Like, if I have to go talk to, like, a specialist that's a doctor or anybody like this, I'm always have my guard up. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk, like, as human beings. And we're going to have a conversation about you. The first thing I'm going to do, there's kind of three steps to this, Morgan. The first thing is kind of discovery. I want to get to know you. Who are you? What are you trying to accomplish? What are your goals? Where is your money at? How do you look at the world? Are you risk adverse or are you a gambler? And then once we've figured that out, so once we've gone through this discussion to figure out who you are and what you're trying to accomplish, then we do the nerd work. We get the calculators out. We get the financial planning software. And we start to dive into what you're trying to accomplish. And the ultimate goal is just to figure out, can you do it or not? You know, I think most people, what I've learned in my life is most people want to be told the truth. Whether it's good or bad, they just want the real answer. They want to hear it in a nice way. They don't want somebody trying to make fun of them or belittle them about it. They want them to speak in common sense and you know, just talk to them and not use a lot of jargon. That's who we are. So the second meeting is where we've done all that work. And we'll just let you know, are you on the right track? Right, do you have a plan? You know, ultimately, does your plan help you hit your goals? And that's, I think that's why every week, why I really love this profession so much. You actually have a chance, and this is not true of everything, but you actually have a chance to really help people do things that are special and important to them. Take those trips to Disney and give money to charity and help their church and help their children and travel and see amazing places that sometimes people thought, well, I didn't think that was possible, or even retire earlier than they thought they could. And that's why every week we open our phone lines, you know, for the first 10 callers, whether you listen to us on the radio or listen to our podcast, you can reach out, you can schedule time. We'll do it face to face. We'll do it via Zoom. But it's really just about you, where you want to go, how you want to get there, and how we're going to help you get there. And at the end, we're going to show you the plan so you know if you're on track or not. I mean, don't you want to know this? That's really what it comes down to. If you've had concerns about inflation, taxes, the market, healthcare, look, I really highly encourage you to reach out, take advantage. Let's have a conversation. Let's make sure you're on track to hit your goals. Take advantage of the Total Wealth Blueprint.
Tell you, folks, if you have not started planning and you're getting close to go time when it comes to retirement, maybe you're 10 years out, it's almost like you're walking in the dark and you're stumbling over everything. I mean, put some light on this subject. This is your opportunity to get one of the 10 positions on the calendar with Jim Martin and his staff and get that Total Wealth Blueprint put together for you. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Here's the number, 800-635-4313. Radio listeners, podcast listeners, this is for you. 800-635-4313. That's 800-635-4313. Call now. Get that ease of mind we talk about so often on the program. Know you've started down the path, or if you need that second opinion. 800-635-4313. Call it now. Another edition of Retirement Answers Today in the books. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Investment advisory services offered through Martin Wealth Solutions. Jim Martin and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Martin Wealth Solutions. By contacting Martin Wealth Solutions, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.